Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
And welcome to 5 to Thrive Live. I am Carolyn Gazella, the host of tonight's show. I am so excited about tonight's show, not only because my guest is one of my favorite doctors of all time, but also today is my sister Kathy's birthday, and Kathy is a three-time cancer thriver. So happy birthday, sis. And also during today's show, we are going to announce the winner of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine 3rd edition, an amazing book, over 1,200 pages, wonderful reference that every home should have. We're going to announce the winner tonight. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, I want to tell you that Dr. Lise Altshuler and I co-host this show, and we are also the authors of two books on the topic of cancer. Our book about integrative cancer treatment is The Definitive Guide to Cancer, and our most recent book is 5 to Thrive, Your Cutting-Edge Cancer Prevention Plan, and we are on a mission to help people thrive. Before we begin, I want to thank our sponsors, and we have a new sponsor of 5 to Thrive. Natural Factors has joined our Thrive team as one of our sponsors, so I want to thank Natural Factors. I also want to thank Cetria Glutathione, Cognizant Citicoline, and Tomorrow's Nutrition. We appreciate our sponsors. We hope that you check out their websites and listen carefully to their commercials, because without them, we would not be able to bring you this show. I want to remind you that we are live and we're taking your questions. You can either call us at 561-623-9427 or simply type your question into the chat room at the bottom right-hand side of the website. We'll be monitoring the chat room throughout the show. We are so fortunate to have our guest join us tonight. Dr. Michael Murray is regarded as one of the world's leading authorities on natural medicine. Dr. Murray received his doctorate in naturopathic medicine from Bastyr University, where he serves on the Board of Regents, and he is also a faculty member. He is the president and CEO of Dr. Murray Natural Living and is the director of product development and education for Natural Factors, a manufacturer of quality nutritional and herbal products. Dr. Murray is also the author of more than 30 books, which is really amazing, including the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, which has been newly revised and updated as a 3rd edition. And as I mentioned, we'll be announcing the winner of that free 3rd edition later on in the show. He has been a guest on our show before, and I'm so pleased to welcome him back. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Murray.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Well, your book, The Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, and boy, it really is an encyclopedia. You know, many people have different ways of describing the term natural medicine. So let's get started by having you define what natural medicine means to you.
Well, for me, it means trying to improve our health or address specific health conditions using diet, lifestyle modification, psychological therapies, dietary supplements, herbal products, acupuncture, body work, you know, the whole gamut of different natural modalities I kind of put under that umbrella of natural medicine.
And how is that, or is it different from conventional medicine? You know, is there a different, can you kind of compare and contrast natural medicine with conventional medicine?
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's a philosophy. Conventional medicine is based upon a principle of allopathic medicine, where they're trying to treat symptoms, I think that's a big issue these days, because most health conditions owe their origin to diet, lifestyle, attitude, and lack of certain support for the body, mind, or spirit. So we're ignoring the underlying cause and simply using drugs as biochemical band-aids. So more than anything, I think there's a philosophical difference in natural medicine compared to conventional medicine. And in natural medicine, we're trying to use natural therapies, but we're also trying to use them to address the underlying root cause of a condition rather than simply glossing over the symptoms. And I think that when you address those underlying issues, it leads to more effective healing, and it is better at promoting overall health.
And you know, oftentimes people, especially people faced with a cancer diagnosis, they feel as though it's an either-or approach. They have to choose one or the other. It's black and white. If I do natural medicine, I can't do conventional medicine. How do these two forms of medicine how do they work together? Can they be successfully integrated?
Absolutely. And no question about it. And I've also written a book on cancer, How to Prevent and Treat Cancer with Natural Medicine. I'm sure, as you point out in your book, even if you do the conventional route, you need to utilize nutrition, nutritional therapies, dietary supplements, and other natural ways to support your body through that treatment, or else you're gonna succumb to the treatment as much as you are the cancer itself. So absolutely, they can be used in conjunction, and they should be. And I think that's kind of what we're going to see in the future. You know, I had an interesting conversation with the director of a biotech company that has a natural compound that they're actually putting through the FDA approval process for a cancer treatment. And we were talking about how in the 30s and 40s, there was a big shift in research. Around the 30s and 40s, the cancer focus, as far as treatment goes, there were two different camps. One camp was looking at biological therapies, therapies which would enhance the immune system and help harness the body's innate cancer-fighting ability. And then you had the chemotherapy, where you're basically looking at poisoning cells and killing cells, and different philosophies there. And what happened was is that for a lot of different reasons, mainly financial, the majority of the research started going towards that chemotherapy model. But now, if you have your finger on the pulse of cancer research, the resurgence of this biological therapy is amazing, and I think that the way that we'll be approaching cancer, 5, 10, 15 years from now, maybe even sooner, it's going to be more along the lines of utilizing biological compounds that are natural to our system and which help our body kind of control that cancer and kill that cancer on its own, rather than kind of this smart bomb approach. And of course, surgery and some other therapies have been around for cancer for a long, long time, and those will continue because they make a lot of sense. But I think that we're going to see a different form of chemotherapy and cancer treatment 5, 10, 15 years down the line. And it's really exciting. I'm primarily a medical researcher. I read articles I'm just seeing a flood of clinical studies that are underway and many more that are planned that are looking at these natural approaches to address the most serious of health conditions, really, and that's cancer.
Right, and one of the reasons why I rely so heavily on the books that you've written and on you over the past two decades is because you do have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in research and what is scientifically valid and what makes sense. Before we go to break, I want to remind people that your book on cancer that you authored with several other key cancer doctors is How to Prevent and Treat Cancer with Natural Medicine. It's a wonderful resource. So we're going to take our first quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Michael Murray. We're also going to announce the winner of his new book, the third edition of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. interested in boosting your brain power? So am I. This is Carolyn Gazella, co-host of 5 to Thrive Live, and I'm here to tell you about a supplement that I take. The human brain needs a lot of nutrition to stay focused throughout the day. Citicoline naturally enhances energy-producing centers within the brain. Cognizin delivers a clinically tested, patented form of citicoline that supplies your brain with the energy it needs to stay sharp. Look for Cognizin on the label, or for more information, visit Cognizin.com. That's Cognizin.com.
Stress has become a part of our daily lives. We become sleep-deprived and sapped of energy. Fortunately, there is a natural product that can help. L-theanine is a special amino acid found in green tea that helps us relax while keeping the brain alert and active. Tomorrow's Nutrition, Sun-theanine, delivers 150 milligrams of L-theanine per capsule. Sun-theanine has been clinically proven to reduce stress, improve focus, and help us sleep. For more information, visit tomorrowsnutrition.com. As a special bonus, listeners will receive 20% off any order by typing in 5 to Thrive when they check out at Tomorrow's Nutrition. Tomorrow's Nutrition and 5 to Thrive are a great combination. Don't forget the code 5 to Thrive at tomorrowsnutrition.com and get 20% off your order.
Exclusively from Natural Factors.
I'm Dr. Michael Murray. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to talk with you about PGX, a truly revolutionary natural product that works perfectly to help get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult. PGX is a clinically proven way to help people to achieve their ideal body weight that is safe and natural. PGX leads to a dramatic reduction in the glycemic index of any food or meal. It also ultimately causes the release of compounds that achieve two important goals in weight loss. One, telling your brain that you're satisfied so you eat less, and two, improving the action of the hormone insulin. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, it's not your fault. You just need the tremendous support that PGX can provide. For more information on making your weight loss dream a near effortless reality, please go to pgx.com.
For more information about Natural Factors, visit naturalfactors.com. That's naturalfactors.com. Welcome back to 5 to Thrive Live. If you've just joined us, I am Carolyn Gazella, tonight's host, and I'm joined by author, educator, physician, researcher, and my good friend, Dr. Michael Murray. I want to remind you that we are taking your questions, so you can either call us at 561-623-9427 or type your question into the chat room. We are monitoring the chat room. So over the last few weeks, we've had people like us on our Facebook page, which is 5 to Thrive, and then we picked a winner. We are now announcing the winner on my sister Kathy's birthday, and this person will win the newly updated, revised third edition of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, over 1,200 pages, and the winner is Linda Merling Veronin. Linda, congratulations. We are going to be in contact with you to get your address, to send you the book. So congratulations, Linda. And now we're going to back to our conversation with Dr. Michael Murray. Now, Dr. Murray, I'm curious, when you were revising and updating and changing the third edition of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, did you come across anything that was like really surprising and you thought, wow, that's, I didn't expect to see that?
You know, it had been 15 years since the first or second edition, so that's a long time. And
yeah,
more than anything, Carolyn, what really struck me was how on target we were with a lot of our recommendations, and in that 15-year time span, there was more research supporting some of the recommendations that we had given previously. So that was very that was just very heartening to know that we were going in the right direction. There's so many advances in our field, and you know, daily there seems to be breakthroughs in our understanding of how important different compounds are to our health. I think the biggest kind of breakthrough, I think, that I included in the book was, we've talked about it before, was the power of our attitude, and I've spoken on the power of gratitude, and that line of research to me is just it's mind-boggling, to know that our habitual thoughts and emotions and the way that we view life and the way that we express our gratitude and appreciation and faith, it has a profound influence on every cell in our body. Every cell is connected. There's this huge communication constantly going on, and it really kind of drives home the importance of improving our health by looking at all the different facets. I know in physics they've discovered the God particle, and this God particle is supposed to explain kind of the physical nature of molecules and atoms and the universe. And I think that there's a God principle in our being as well. And there's a consciousness within every cell, and we can impact that consciousness with our thoughts. And so I think if I had to say what was the biggest breakthrough area, I would say the greater understanding and documentation of the power of our attitude, the power of prayer, the power of positive thinking, the power of positive emotions. There's just an avalanche of research that's come out over the last 15 years that really drive home the importance of those areas.
Right, I like that area too, because I don't think oftentimes people realize that there's a physical effect, that this behavior of feeling grateful can actually change the way our cells behave and actually change our internal landscape. So I really like that too, and I just want to let people know that Dr. Murray is a regular contributor to a website that I publish called Wellness Times, wellnesstimes.com, and he wrote an awesome article on gratitude and has done wonderful articles for Wellness Times. So go to wellnesstimes.com to read that article about gratitude. And before we talk specifically about cancer prevention and treatment, you know, you're talking about this wealth of research in the area of natural medicine. Is there a specific category that has been receiving more attention? Like, is it diet? Is it lifestyle? Is it the botanicals or specific
nutrients? I think it's all of the above. Everything that you mentioned, you know, there's just a big focus, and it's really, really interesting. And you know, to get back to the point that I was making, we've always said that every thought, every emotion, every experience that we have makes an impression on our subconscious mind, and that influences not only our attitude but also the biochemistry throughout the body. That is something that was largely based upon philosophy and theory, but what's happened in the last 15 years is they've developed very sophisticated ways of documenting this influence. For example, they looked at the influence of our attributional style. That's basically determining whether we are a pessimist or an optimist. And they were looking at the way in which the body handles cancer-causing compounds. And what they found was that people who tended to be more optimistic, they showed liver function that got rid of these toxic compounds much more efficiently than people who had a more pessimistic explanatory style. So when we're talking about the influence of the mind, and this has been talked a lot about in the realm of cancer and immune function, you know, years ago it was largely, you know, based upon incomplete science, but in the last 15 years, that field has just exploded. We also have the field of nutrition. We have a much better understanding of the do's and don'ts with diet and nutritional supplementation and ways in which we can significantly reduce our risk of developing cancer by following certain steps with our diet. And furthermore, when people do have cancer and are going through therapy, we as a scientific community have a better understanding of what sort of support they can benefit from with nutrition, with basic diet therapy, as well as with supplements. And we have a much better understanding of again, the do's and don'ts. You know, some supplements may have some contraindications with some specific chemotherapy agents, and on the flip side, there are a number of natural compounds that can enhance significantly the therapeutic outcome with these conventional chemotherapy agents, while at the same time reduce their side effects. So these are underutilized, and you're doing a great service bringing information to interested consumers, interested in ways they can improve their health, and you know, this show is really dedicated to those people with cancer, or people who are concerned about cancer. So you're doing a great service.
Well, thank you. And I would like to talk about cancer prevention. I mean, one of the reasons you're a leading authority in this area is that you stay on top of the research on a near daily basis. So when it comes to natural medicine research and cancer prevention, what excites you the most?
Oh, boy. I think what excites me the most is just how much we can accomplish by just some basic things. Now, you know, cancer is, it's insidious. It's something that all we can do is all we can do. And the basic strategy is we have to reduce as many of those factors that are associated with increasing our risk of cancer, while at the same time doing more of those things that can significantly reduce our risk of cancer. I don't know if I said that right, but we want to eliminate the risk factors that cause cancer. We want to increase those protective factors. And there's so much that we can do with just some simple steps, with diet, with proper supplementation, and as we've talked about before, lifestyle and attitude. As it relates to dietary supplements, the research on vitamin D is just really interesting. We have this large body of scientific work on vitamin D based upon its use in a lot of these studies, mainly in women, looking at its ability to prevent hip fractures or reduce bone loss. And when they started mining that data, they discovered some really remarkable occurrences. They saw a drop in all causes of cancer significantly by about 50%. And in one of these studies, it was a 3-year double-blind study, they showed that the groups that took vitamin D, and they only used, I think, 1,200 IUs of vitamin D, so we're not talking about massive doses, but they showed a 60% reduced risk of dying from any form of cancer. That, again, that's something very simple but has profound effects. And when you start looking at the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids with either dietary sources or supplement, when you start looking at the importance of phytochemicals in our diet, cabbage family vegetable compounds, flavonoids, various compounds that enhance our detoxification and antioxidant activity, we have a much better understanding what we need to do with our diet, but it always comes back to some of the basics. You gotta eat more vegetables. You have to eat more richly colored fruits and vegetables. You have to reduce your intake of meat and animal products, particularly overcooked meat and charbroiled and well done meats. They dramatically increase the risk of developing some cancer. So a lot of it's just very basic, but we're going beyond that, and we know that there are some very powerful natural cancer preventive agents in various common fruits and vegetables and spices, and it's fantastic.
Well, and the regarding cancer treatment, so things that actually kill cancer cells, obviously these are not things that are necessarily going to be used as sole treatments, but the research on curcumin I think is quite interesting because some major cancer centers and universities are looking at this spice. Can you talk a little bit about curcumin?
Yeah, curcumin is a yellow pigment of turmeric, and it's been referred to as a preclinical cure-all. And what that means is that in test tube studies and in animal studies, it shows benefits in a wide range of conditions. It has significant anti-inflammatory effects, antioxidant activity. The thought is, what curry is to food, curcumin could be to medicine. It could be a cure-all for a number of different health conditions. But it's always been kind of hindered by its poor oral absorption in humans. So in test tube studies and animal studies, it's shown tremendous benefits, but they have not been able to achieve the same sort of concentration in humans that would match the concentrations that were used in those test tube studies or in those animal studies. We've seen an evolution in commercial sources of curcumin. First we had just pure curcumin, and then we had curcumin mixed with piperine, which is a compound that found in black pepper that can enhance the absorption a bit. And then we had micronized forms of curcumin, and then, you know, complexed forms. And the most advanced form of curcumin utilizes nanonization, which means you basically grind the particle size of the curcumin to a submicron level, and then you what they do is they kind of microencapsulate it with a gum gatty, and that stabilizes that small particle size, and as a result, it is water dispersible and extremely well absorbed. And this new form of curcumin is being studied at MD Anderson, UCLA, a number of major universities in Japan. And I think in a very short period of time, it will be the most thoroughly researched form, a clinical researched form of curcumin, because all these research institutions are seeing concentrations in the blood with using this new form, which is called therocurcumin, which mirror the concentrations that were used in these test tube studies and animal studies. So there's a lot of promise with curcumin, especially using these better absorbed forms of curcumin. And there are several other forms out there that are better than crude curcumin. Studies at the MD Anderson Cancer Center showed that, you know, doses of regular curcumin as high as 12 to 14 grams a day didn't really have much effect in raising blood levels of curcumin. So I think when we're talking about kind of a very important use of curcumin in cancer patients, we have to use one of these more enhanced forms of curcumin. And with this therocurcumin, the preliminary data from MD Anderson in advanced forms of cancer looks extremely promising. So there's a lot of reason to be optimistic, and I think we're seeing a improved sophistication in natural medicines, where we're looking at questions like how can we improve the absorption? How can we improve the body's ability to utilize this compound? Are there other compounds that work synergistically with it where we can see an enhanced effect? So we're going to see, I think, significantly better results with curcumin and other compounds, especially in cancer, moving forward, because we're looking at these really important questions.
Yeah, I think you bring up such a great point, because oftentimes people hear curcumin and they think, I'm just going to go out and buy just any plain old Jane curcumin. And we stress very strongly that, especially in the case of curcumin, the quality is very critical. So I'm going to spell this for our listeners. I've learned this now doing the show, that people like to have things spelled. So the ingredient that you've mentioned, this type of curcumin, is theracumin, and it's theracumin. Is that correct?
It's theracurmin.
Theracumin. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Theracurmin. So yep. I think it's very important to focus on getting the right quality. And we're going to talk more about ingredients and other things. It's time for our final break. So when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Michael Murray. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stress has become a part of our daily lives. We become sleep deprived and sapped of energy. Fortunately, there is a natural product that can help. L-theanine is a special amino acid found in green tea that helps us relax while keeping the brain alert and active. Tomorrow's Nutrition, Suntheanine, delivers 150 milligrams of L-theanine per capsule. Suntheanine has been clinically proven to reduce stress, improve focus, and help us sleep. For more information, visit tomorrowsnutrition.com. As a special bonus, listeners will receive 20% off any order by typing in 5 to Thrive when they check out at Tomorrow's Nutrition. Tomorrow's Nutrition and 5 to Thrive are a great combination. Don't forget the code 5 to Thrive at tomorrowsnutrition.com and get 20% off your order.
We are constantly being bombarded by toxins in the air we breathe, water we drink, and even the foods we eat. So what's the answer? Glutathione. It's inside every cell in your body and protects you from the damage of oxidative stress and toxins. There is a special patented form of glutathione that is superior called Cetria. Cetria is pure, vegetarian, and allergen-free. Help replenish your body's reserves of this very important nutrient, detoxified a natural way. Visit CetriaGlutathione.com. That's CetriaGlutathione.com.
Exclusively from Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray. Getting a good night's sleep is a serious challenge for many people. Fortunately, there's a natural solution that I've developed called Tranquil Sleep. This formula contains the appropriate level of the natural sleep aids melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine. This combination works considerably better than any of the individual components alone. Tranquil Sleep formula can reduce the time required to go to sleep and also reduce nighttime awakenings. But the real benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, I would encourage you to give my Tranquil Sleep formula a try. You might be surprised with how much better you have slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day.
For more information about Natural Factors, visit naturalfactors.com. That's naturalfactors.com. Welcome back to 5 to Thrive Live. I'm Carolyn Gazella, tonight's host, and my guest is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, which just came out in a newly updated and revised third edition. Before the break, we were talking about natural medicine research and what is most exciting to Dr. Murray in terms of these nutrients and herbs. And Dr. Murray, you mentioned vitamin D, omega-3s. We just had a conversation about curcumin. I'm wondering, are there other nutrients that are pretty exciting based on the scientific literature?
Yeah, absolutely, and these involve both preventive factors as well as therapeutic agents. And cancer is one of these conditions where an ounce of prevention is worth more than a ton of cure, and all we can do is reduce our relative risk and take more bullets out of the chambers, we're significantly less likely to develop cancer. But even if you do everything right, there's no guarantee. You might just have something just nick a little bit of cellular DNA and start this whole process. So all you can do is all you can do. We talked about vitamin D, and I think that when you look at the flood of information on vitamin D and cancer, it's very, very exciting because they've shown such significant drops in breast cancer and prostate cancer, as well as overall cancer incidence, just by supplementing the diet with some extra vitamin D. That's especially important for people who don't get much sun. In our book on cancer, we looked at all the different research on various natural products for possible therapeutic use in cancer patients, and we rated number one proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes are protein digesting enzymes, and when we ingest them for systemic enzyme therapy, they have very unique anti-cancer effects and very interesting effects on our immune system. Many cancers spread by secreting enzymes, and what the thought is with these proteolytic enzymes is that they don't start digesting our body proteins, and one of the reasons they don't digest our body proteins is that our body actually starts producing blocking agents. And the thought is that when you take these proteolytic enzymes orally, that it causes an increase in these enzyme blocking agents in plasma, in our lymphatic system, and throughout all body tissues, and that's thought to help prevent the spread of cancer. I think that's a very interesting mechanism. And they also have some direct immune enhancing effects, and some effects that are very useful specific to cancer, fighting cancer with activation of our immune system.
And when we look at a label and we're looking for proteolytic enzymes, what do we look for?
Well, pancreatin, which is from hog pancreatis, chymotrypsin, trypsin, those are isolated enzymes, bromelain, fungal proteases, these are just some of the types of proteolytic enzymes that you'll see out there in the market. I prefer mixtures versus any single proteolytic enzyme. These different enzymes have slightly different effects, so if you add a range of them, they're going to produce a broader spectrum of activity. But I think for cancer patients especially, these are really important agents to take a look at. They don't interfere with chemotherapy or radiation. They're safe. They have a long history of use. And it makes a lot of sense to use them based upon the data that we have right now. For example, they did a study with people with colon cancer, advanced colon cancer, and they had a group that just did conventional therapy, then they had another group that did conventional therapy plus proteolytic enzymes, and the survival rate was significantly greater than in the group that got the proteolytic enzyme therapy compared to conventional therapy. So it's exciting.
Yes, I mean, these are natural, safe substances. And now you have been staying on top of the research on beta-glucans. And I'll type this into the chat room. But okay. What's going on with beta-glucans?
Well, there's actually a pharmaceutical form of beta-glucan that's very interesting. It's called Imprime, I-M-P-R-I-M-E. And it's manufactured by a group called Biothera. And they're actually going through the FDA approval process, and they've shown a really interesting mechanism of action. Beta-glucan is found in yeast, and this is simple baker's yeast where they have isolated the most active fraction. And what they discovered, this was actually discovered, I think it was at Vanderbilt University, was that many of these monoclonal antibodies, which represent kind of the highest level of sophistication of chemotherapy, these are antibodies that are directed against specific cancer antigens. Herceptin and Rituxan are some of the more popular monoclonal antibodies. Well, what they discovered was that these monoclonal antibodies are dramatically more effective if they are co-administered with M-prime. That in order for that monoclonal antibody to actually destroy the cancer cell, it needs this little particle of beta-glucan. And the preliminary results are just fantastic, and these are well-designed studies. What they typically do in cancer research is they try new therapies on people who have the worst prognosis, the most serious forms of cancer. And the thought is, if you show benefit in those patients, that you know, people that have lesser aggressive forms of cancer are going to benefit even more. They have had a very difficult time because the way the cancer studies are written is that if a patient has a 30% worsening of their cancer in any marker at any time in the study, they get thrown out. Well, they can do these tumor loads where they look at the whole body tumor load, and let's say it's like 500 centimeters of tumor cells throughout the body. Well, in some of these studies, they gave them these monoclonal antibodies and the beta glucan, and they showed that it would drop the tumor load maybe down to 1 or 2. So, you know, just basically wipe it out. And then they would monitor these patients, and maybe the tumor load would go from 1 to 1.5. Well, according to the typical clinical trial guidelines, that represents a 50% increase. It didn't matter that it started at 500, went to 1, and then went to 1.5. Anytime there's an increase greater than 30% in any marker, that person gets thrown out of the study. So they've had a tougher time than most chemotherapy or cancer treatment compounds because of the extreme effectiveness that they've shown. But I have a feeling that this medication, when it is approved, it's slated to be the biggest drug launch ever. Ever. It's supposed to be bigger than Viagra, bigger than Prozac, you know, bigger than any other drug launch in history. And this is a natural compound. It's just gone through the research and the FDA approval process. And there's a lot of questions whether you even need to take it in the form that is in that prescription pharmaceutical form. That particular form is an injectable form, but we can get beta-glucans. There's different types of beta-glucans in our diet, but we can get beta-glucans from supplements, from you know, various yeast. There are good studies with Mitake, for example, and the benefits are due to some specific beta-glucans. The specific beta-glucan that I really like in supplement form is called Wellmune. And people can go to the Biothera website and read up a bit on Wellmune. It has a good level of scientific support as well. They're not, you know, marketing this consumer version for cancer. They're marketing it for preventing stress-induced suppression of immune function, for helping to fight colds and flus, and just bolstering the general sense of well-being. And all these have been demonstrated in double-blind placebo-controlled studies. So, you know, that's very exciting, because if you look at historical cancer treatments, these mushrooms and other sources of beta-glucan are right up there on the top of the list of compounds that have been used. And now we have all this understanding of how these molecules work to activate the immune system to actually kill cancer cells. And we're learning that many of these modern drugs simply won't work without this kind of prehistoric molecule.
Yeah, I think this is very exciting about the beta-glucan research. We're going to have to definitely have you back on to talk more about that. And Wellmune, can you please spell that for our guests as well?
Yeah, it's Wellmune. And Biothera is the parent company of the that Imprime that I was talking about. And they've got some really interesting videos on their website. They have a healthcare site that is talking about the supplement form, and then they have a sub-site looking at the pharmaceutical form. And if someone has cancer, they need to look and see what all the different treatment options are. And I would definitely look at the ongoing research with Wellmune. For example, chronic lymphocytic leukemia is a very common cancer, and typically it's a wait and see game. They just wait and see until it gets so bad, then they start treating it. And the reason they do that is because the treatment is so kind of barbaric, you know, with chemotherapy, and it's just the treatment's almost as bad as the disease, so they want to hold off treatment until people are kind of on their last leg. Well, I think in the future, based upon some of these preliminary results, you're going to see patients with CLL being treated sooner rather than later, being treated not with chemotherapy but with a combination of the beta-glucan Imprime and a monoclonal antibody. And if someone has CLL, I would definitely get enrolled in one of these studies that are being done with the Imprime. It's safe. We know that just conventional medicine alone, for many of the people, aren't going to get them where they need to go. And by adding that Imprime, they dramatically improve their chance of really beating this. So. It's an example of, Carolyn, you asked, you know, what's exciting. It's exciting because we're seeing better results. I mean, I've seen some fluorescent whole-body scans in cancer patients, people who have metastatic cancer throughout their body, brain, bone, liver, internal organs, and they can tag those cancer cells with a fluorescent dye and then take a whole body picture. I've seen before and after pictures after they've gone through therapy with this Imprime, and it's extremely exciting.
Well, we're definitely going to have to stay close to you on that subject. And I want people to know that if they want more information about you and your books, they should go to your website, which is a wealth of information. It's Dr. Murray, and that's spelled out D-O-C-T-O-R, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y .com. Dr. Murray also has an e-newsletter he sends out free of charge, so be sure to sign up for that. This has been a terrific show, Dr. Murray, as usual. It's been great to talk with you and have you share your encyclopedic knowledge of this subject with our listeners, and I know we will definitely have you back on the show. I'm also very grateful for our sponsors, who are Natural Factors, Cetriaglutathione, Cognizant Citicoline, and Tomorrow's Nutrition. I want to have you join us tomorrow night right here at W4CS.com at 5 p.m. Pacific time for our research review, and that's the only night of the week when Dr. Elshuler and I are together talking about what excites us about the scientific literature. That's every Friday night here at W4CS.com. Our website is back up. Everything is all converted to 5tothriveplan.com. Be sure to visit our website. Follow us on Facebook at 5tothrive, and you can also follow us on Twitter at 5tothrive. So, everyone, enjoy the rest of your evening, and may you experience joy, laughter, and love. It's time to thrive. Have a good night, everybody.